Yeah, I was born and raised in LA, and I love Los Angeles. I really do. But I met the greatest people out here. I have some of the best friends in the world out here. So, yeah, I'd never move, I don't think, from here. My family's here too. You know, my brother, my nieces, my mom, and my stepdad. And yeah, you know, this town actually saved my family in a way. Saved my family's. My family's life, in a way, and mine. So, you know, it really has. So I owe this city and state. So I'm not leaving.
I love her. I love my wife.
Yeah, I had a fucking crazy childhood. Crazy growing up, you know, I mean, pretty fucked up childhood. I've been kind of like living on my own since I was 14, doing my own thing and everything. You know, living with friends, homeless. Had my first actual apartment when I was almost 17, like 16 and 9 months. I grew up a poor fucking, you know, we had no money, living in shitty fucking roach infested, you know, apartments my whole fucking life, you know, you know, the little bit of money she had was enough for a down payment on a house out here. Right. You know what I mean? And it was like our first actual house. And I got out here and met some people. I didn't know anybody for about 6 months, actually. I was down in a music store and met our original singer for Slipknot. Down there, they were talking about needing a bass player for a band. And I never played bass in my life, but I was like, I don't know anybody, so fuck it, I can play a bass. I'm like, here, yeah. I know how to play. I never even touched a fucking bass, really? But yeah, I never played bass before in my life. Fuck, it's Clown. I mean, have you ever seen a show? I mean, come on. It's Clown, you know? I mean, dude, he was one of the founding members of the band. I mean, his energy, his live show, dude, he's just a fucking talented, fucking awesome individual, you know, and he brings, I mean, sometimes he brings fucking, you know, shit to make people pissed off or whatever, or, you know, and are happy as fuck. I don't know, you know, it's all kinds of different things, you know, I mean, like, he's just a clown, man, and it's, you know, without him, there would be no Slipknot.
Let's roll intro.
You don't need luck, baby. You're the baddest motherfucker in the world.
Going intro.
Joey's fucking the best drummer in the fucking world, hands down, and fucking my best friend, you know, so there you go. But does Corey bring the band? I mean, he brings some of the fucking, you know, the fucking best vocals I've ever heard and fucking some of the best lyrics I've ever fucking read, and you know, just one of the greatest fucking human beings I've ever met, you know. Jim, fucking coolest dude, sweetest dude I know, you know, I mean, amazing guitar player. Dude can fucking shred. Me and him both have a little OCD complex, so we get along really well on that. We used to have to share rooms back, you know, back in the day when we were all like, you know, packed in and whatever, and it was always like me and Jim together because fucking that room would be spotless and fucking nice and organized. So yeah, Jim's awesome. I love Jim. Mick's awesome too. He's a fucking great guitar player. Fucking, and he's also, you know, I mean, I've known Mick for fuck, you know, longer than some of the guys in the band, you know. I've been, you know, in other bands with Mick, so, you know, me and Mick have come along, you know, been together for a long time. So, you know, he's like one of my old, like, the old, like one of my oldest bros. Fucking, he brings, you know, his youth still, you know what I mean? Like, he's still fucking, even though he's, you know, he's getting up there in age with everybody else, like, I mean, his fucking weird ass energy, man. He's got a weird energy, you know, and it's awesome, you know. It's like just the way he thinks about things and stuff. And Sid's, I mean, seeing Sid change over the years, like from when he first joined this band to where he is now, and like growing up, kind of, you know what I mean. He joined the band, he was a kid, you know. And
how old was he when he?
Fuck, I think he was like 20 when he joined the band. 20, yeah, it'd be like 20, and or 21 actually. You know, and but 21, like going on 13, you know what I mean? Totally. It was awesome to see him actually fucking, you know, fucking just grow up into Sid, man. You know, it's badass. It's really cool. And he's a smart guy too. Sid's a fucking really smart guy. A lot smarter than people give him credit for.
Yeah.
Craig's my fucking drinking buddy, dude. Me and Craig will be at the bar later on tonight. So, yeah, and that's another thing. You know, it's like all these guys, I've known them forever because we've all been in bands, you know, like in different. I mean, everybody in this band has been in another band. We've all played together in different bands, you know, different shows, everything like that. So it's like, you know, it's like all these people I've known forever. It's like, I mean, like I said, they're in my family. So Craig, you know, he's like fucking Craig. He's the silent fucking. He doesn't talk, he doesn't, whatever, but we get, you know, we know what's up, you know, like, I don't have to say a word to Craig, but I know what's up with Craig.
Right.
And seeing, you know, he doesn't have to say a word back, you know, or he just kind of just can sit there and drink our beer, and we just know what's going on.
Craig.
Come on, brother. Arm down, dick hole!
My man.
Chris's bud, he's hilarious. Chris brings, I think, some the comedy. Chris is like, yeah, you know, and Chris was like the, you know, the I guess kind of like we put Chris through some hazing in the beginning, you know what I mean, and the way he stuck it out, and then we put Chris through a lot of hazing during touring too, not intentionally, but you know, he's just, man, he's a great guy, you know, he really is. And you know, I mean, he brings a lot of laughter to the band. He like lightens up the fucking whole thing. You know, 9 people together constantly, you know, you're going to get friction. So he, you know, yeah, to break the ice sometimes. Yeah, you definitely need that guy. Definitely need that guy, you know, and also he's just awesome, dude. You know, I mean, fuck.
I might like to lose my fingers. Yes.
I might have them insured.
Let me do one thing.
I might get paid more than a band.
How do you like it, buddy bro? Hey, buddy bro.
Actually,
hey.
Can you do it right there? I mean, every person in this band, I mean, they're all, you know, Element Live, dude. You can, you know, we couldn't have the band without, I mean, we've done shows without people, you know, obviously, like when people gotten hurt or, you know, Sean's had some family problems, you know, and stuff like that, and it's never the same, you know. It's like fucking does not feel like the band until everybody's there. So, you know, so as far as that goes, you know, everybody makes up this whole thing. We're all kind of, you know, you know, got each other's back and always have a shoulder for somebody to put their head on. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. You know, it's like we're family. So, yeah, we do need each other. I don't see a day that I won't want to do this anymore. But, I mean, eventually I know, I'm, you know, this is going to end sometime. You know, fuck, I can't do it forever. And when it does, you know, I'm going to be proud of what we've done, you know, because it's amazing, you know. But I don't even think about that day, you know what I mean? It's not anything in my head right now. So, you know, I don't even want to fucking even go near that thought.